Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Shining Gateway by James Allen, published in 1915. A clear and firm head must precede and accompany a clean and gentle heart. Without the first, the second is impossible, for the qualities of purity and gentleness can only be reached through a clear perception of right and wrong, as well as the exercise of an irresistible will. The strength of a powerful animal, or of that animal force within us, is weakness compared with that quiet, patient, invincible will by which we overcome ourselves and the savage passions of our nature. Every dog can bark and fight, and every foolish person can rail and abuse with hard words, give way to fits of bad temper. These things are easy and natural to us, and require no effort and no strength. But the wise person puts away all such follies, and trains themselves in self-control, trains themselves to act unerringly from fixed principles, and not from the fleeting impulses of an unstable nature. The person who succeeds in so training themselves is able to train others, in a small degree by their words, but largely and chiefly by practice and example, for it is preeminently the prerogative of the wise to teach by their actions. The mockeries of Herod, the accusations of the people, and the fanatical persecutions of the priests all failed to draw from Jesus a word of complaint, bitterness, or self-defense. Such sublime acts of silence and self-control continue to reach for ages both individuals and nations, and with far greater power and effect than all the words uttered by the world's philosophers. To alter one's conduct in order to please others, or to avoid their censure or misunderstanding, can never lead to spiritual strength. That divine kindness which always accompanies spiritual understanding and strength is something very different from merely saying pleasant words. For pleasant words are not always true words, but consist in doing what is best for the eternal welfare of other people. The strong, kind, unselfish parent, whose care is for their children's good and not for their own immediate comfort, knows not only how to be tender in affection, but tender in discipline, knows how to stretch out the strong arm of restraint to save their children when they ignorantly wander away on wrong paths. So the individual of spiritual strength cannot be merely a weak framer of smooth words, but a doer of right actions, an utterer of words that are vital and true, and therefore eternally kind. The individual of spiritual understanding is as unbending as a bar of steel where right is concerned, knowing that right alone is good. Acting from firm principles and not from fleeting desires of self, their actions partake of the imperishable nature of the principles from which they spring, and continue to provide instruction and inspiration through unnumbered generations. Such a person is always destined to be misunderstood. The majority live in their desires and impulses, and do not understand what is meant by acting dispassionately from right and fixed principles. Therefore, they misjudge the right doer, regarding them as cold and cruel in their unbending adherence to right, or weak and cowardly in their quiet refusal to passionately defend themselves. They will thus be accused of many things, but this will not cause them any suffering, nor will they be troubled or disturbed, for the truth which they practice is a source of perpetual joy, and they will be at rest in the knowledge that they are those who will understand and follow, because they are working for the ultimate good even of their accusers, and that by manifesting the truth in their daily actions, they are in the company of the divinely strong, who are leading the world into ways of joy and peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.